It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Here we are again. Another Friday of Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. We have Sharon Jackson in the studio. And we're coming at you live from the Lakeshore Public Radio station here in Merrillville. And we want you, the listener, our audience, to call in and join the conversation, 769-9577. And we want you to call in because you're going to have a chance to win a gift card from either the Steam Whistle Coffee Brewers, or Roasters, I should say, or Chef Nick's Eatery out in Winfield. So, you know, I want you to jump on a train, and I want you to enjoy the ride. I want you to call in, talk to Tracy or Brett from the Steam Whistle with some questions and get a chance to get those gift cards. Again, the number is 769-9577. Sharon?
Yeah.
It's kind of cold out there.
I know. It's been a while, too. We made it through spring membership drive. I was gone, and now it feels like a long time since I've seen you.
I know. I feel good that you're right next to me now.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for all these monitors and microphones, I'd probably jump over the counter and hug you right now.
There we go. There we go. And not without a cup of coffee, though.
Without a cup of coffee. Anyway, it's perfect that we brought in the Steam Whistle Coffee Brewers because who's knew that it was going to be like, what is it, like zero outside?
Yeah, exactly. And a little bit of snow yesterday and possible snow today and this weekend. And
so we're ready to have a nice hot cup of Java
exactly.
Or Joe or
yeah.
Coffee
yeah.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. So folks out there, remember 769-9577, call in, ask some questions. And I want to introduce you to two people that took some time out of their busy day to stop into the studios here. And to talk about coffee, they're located out of Crown Point, right across from the fairgrounds and the high school. And we have Tracy and Brett from the Steam Whistle Coffee Roasters in Crown Point. And I want to say good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon, Nick. Thanks for having
us. Hi there.
Are you close enough? I caught you in the middle of your coffee drink.
Usually. It's all right.
Okay. First of all, we want to start off with just asking you a basic question. You both join in any time and talk. Tell us a little bit about your background, your family, and I know from talking with you, I know that you're not from the area, that you actually came to the area. Go ahead, Brett. Go ahead and give us some.
So we've lived here in Crown Point now for 4 years. Really enjoy the area. We have moved quite a bit. I was born in Wisconsin, moved to Montana when I was 12 with my family. Tracy's from Montana, born and raised, so that's where we had met, was out there, right outside of Missoula, Montana. But I went to work for the railroad, Montana Rail Link, as did Tracy. Got laid off after a couple years and ended up bouncing around, went back to the Wisconsin Central where they hired me. And Canadian National bought us after a few years, so went into management. And we've spent 4 years in Memphis.
Wow.
Four different years in two different times in Wisconsin for a few years.
I guess all total, we were in Wisconsin 7 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And 4 years in Canada.
Oh, in Canada. Oh,
wow. Before we came down here. Yeah,
were you an engineer?
No, I'm in management.
Oh, okay.
Operations, though. I was a conductor.
Oh,
conductor,
nice.
And a yard master. So, yeah.
Oh, very
so
cool.
You worked for the railroad for how many years you've been with the railroad?
23 years now.
So, Tracy, tell us a little bit about you and your family.
So we have two children. Brendan's 18 and a senior at Crown Point High School, and our daughter Kylie is a sophomore at Crown Point High School. Both kids are involved in the shop. Kylie a bit more so than Brendan, although Brendan did our original logo and artwork.
Huh.
Cool.
And he helps us some with the web design and things of that nature. Kylie works in the shop with us. Loves to do all the social media part of it for us and does a pretty good job of getting the word out at the school and getting teachers and things in.
So, oh, wow, what a perfect arrangement.
It really
it's been
is.
Fun to watch her, too, as she's grown. I mean, we've only been open since November. And prior to that,
uh-huh.
You know, she's not a huge coffee drinker, but now that we've opened the shop, Well, she loves to. She does a cash register, but she's very personable, and she loves to jump in. She's learned how to make the lattes, and
and it gives her a lot of social skills.
Oh, cool. For sure.
Because that's what I do with my daughter. I try to bring her in to be an expediter, which is the person that kind of controls the food that's coming over the counter and Steve and answering the phone, because she's kind of a quiet girl, and it kind of that's a good way of bringing some personality out of a quiet child.
Yeah.
You know, putting them in
front
of the
Kylie's
public.
I've never been called a quiet child.
No, but I would definitely say Alexis is a bit more of an introvert. A few times I've been around Alexis.
But when you're dealing with food and you're at the counter, you're almost on a stage.
Yeah.
So you're just being an actor.
Yeah.
You know, and you
for
when
sure.
you and then when you walk away, you go back to your how you usually are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So
you know, my parents owned a restaurant, and I used to sit in the back and not do anything, just watch everybody.
See, now that's
or do dishes.
That's where Brendan tends to to migrate to.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not as outgoing and interested in doing that. But he gets involved in other ways.
Mm-hmm. That's cool that he did your original logo.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's quite proud of that fact, I think.
Oh, that
we've had to clean it up a little as for some things, but the original concept was really a genesis between he and his dad.
What does it look like, the logo, do you know? Can you describe
it? It's actually on the front of the carafe in front of you, Sharon. It has a steam whistle in a pile of beans with
banners. Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
So.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So you're really like a brand new business.
Yep.
We launched our website where we were selling the whole bean coffee in April of 2015.
Okay.
I think. 2016. You're right. I'm sorry. And that's on tape. There you go.
I hope somebody's taping this.
Well, why don't you tell us your website?
It's www.steamwhistlecoffeeroasters.com. We also have our Facebook and Instagram that also link to that page. On Facebook, we're Steam Whistle Coffee Roasters, and the same handle on Instagram.
Okay.
Our Twitter is at COF Steam Whistle.
And our phone number here is 769-9577. Call in, get a chance to get a gift card from the Steam Whistle or Chef Nick's Eatery. And I'm having a vanilla coffee, and it's really tasty because I'm the type of person that likes a lot of sweet and cream in my coffees. I mean, there's a lot of coffee roasters out there and coffee places that they seem to steer away from that for some reason. But I can tell you that I've been to your place, and you guys got plenty of milk, plenty of sugar, and plenty of coffee.
Well, and we don't want to, you know, we're not trying to be pretentious. We do love fresh roasted coffee, both Tracy and I.
Uh-huh.
So when she first started roasting coffee, I bought her a roaster in 2001, just a very small one at home. It roasted 4.5 ounces at a time, which is not much more than a pot.
Yeah.
So she was roasting every day. And
3 or 4 times a day.
Really?
And when you talk about sugar and cream, when I drank coffee, that's what it was. Right? It was a dump of sugar and cream. But then when I started tasting the different flavors of coffee from different parts of the world, because it doesn't – origin, region, amount of sunshine, amount of rain,
right.
All that taste makes
soil.
Your change so much different.
So why the name, Steam Whistle?
Somewhat came from the railroad and just – we were throwing things around. You know, when you name a business, you're trying to – what can we do? What, you know,
it fits. It actually fits.
Well, and when you figure coffee, it's all about the roasting, and there's steam with coffee, and it's all part of it. So
plus it kind of falls right into our shop is, you know, we wanted that industrial kind of feel. And
well, let's get to that point. Explain a little bit about your atmosphere. I liked it. When I went and visited you, I think I went over and over how I really enjoyed the colors, a lot of deep reds, things that I really enjoyed. But give us a little bit of an idea of what they would be walking into.
Well, it's a much bigger space than we started with in November.
Yeah, because I visited you one moment. And I came back a couple months later, and you doubled in size. You doubled in size.
We were a little nervous at first starting starting a brick and mortar. So we only rented the one side at first, and we realized pretty quickly that 4 tables fill up awful fast.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So
good for you guys.
Luckily, it used to be one when it was a salon prior. So it was just take down a wall that they had put up. And then a lot of other work, painting and all that. But it's definitely picked up now because we've put quite a few couches in there. So there's comfortable seating, some padded seats, some chairs, as well as we have a little room in there now that we can close off, put a couple of sliding doors on there.
All right, barn doors you
yep,
had
barn
there.
Doors that I built. And we put a TV in there so that we can hook up for small businesses. If they need a space, they can rent that from us for half a day or a day. And, you know, we do food packages and cough drink packages for them as well, whatever they're needing.
And when you go in, it's like, what is the color scheme basically?
It's a lot of tones of black and gray and the reds and white. So there's gray and all the colors in between. Our main wall is it's shiplap. Mm-hmm.
Looks like barnwood.
Kind of like barnwood.
Different colors.
Initial intent was to do a pallet wall and found very quickly that was cumbersome and probably not the best option for us. And we stumbled onto this product, and we've carried that through now on both sides, the original space and the expansion. We wanted it to be somewhat industrial, so our shelving is made out of pipe and wood and a lot of natural type materials.
But, you know, you see pipe and wood, and all, but really it's a cozy place. Okay. I mean, you have some nice lighting. I don't know what that's called, the lighting that drapes all around.
Pendants.
Yeah, they're very nice. Yeah. And I saw the room that you did for, like, guest private parties. That's a very nice room. I find the place being very comfortable. Well,
thank you. That's what we're trying to go for. You know, some place where people can come relax and socialize.
Yeah.
What kind of comments have you gotten from your customers about it? Have they said anything?
Oh, a ton. They love it. The people that come in. Regulars, new people, every time they come in, that's the first thing new people talk about is how much they love the place. And then the coffee, and they say, this, you know, best cup of coffee, and we hear a lot of, we'll be back.
And if you that's want a nice cup of coffee, 769-9577, give us a call. You know, let's get down to the what we're really talking about, coffee beans. And when I was in the back room there, I was shocked to see, not Juan Valdez, but I did see a lot of bags of coffee, burlap bags of coffee. I never knew. I mean, that looks so old school that they're in these burlap bags like a potato sack. What different beans do you carry?
Currently, we have 8 different beans in the shop. We have our Guatemalan, Honduran, Ethiopian, Mexican, Java, and Sumatra.
What is Sumatra?
Sumatra?
It almost sounds like sushi.
Sumatra is an island nation in the Indonesia area. Their coffees tend to do best as a dark roast, so that is our darkest roast. It is an all-women's cooperative, and all of our coffees are organic and fair trade.
So what makes the difference between them compared to, you know, I mean, you got all these different beans. When you're out there on the floor, do people actually come up and say, I want this type of bean roasted?
Yep.
Absolutely. We have it set up in our shop where we have 6 of the coffees plus 1 of our decafs. We have 2 decaf. We have a Peruvian decaf and a Mexican decaf. But people come in, and if they're getting a glass to or a cup to go, they'll come in and get one, come back the next day, try another, till they try them all. Or we, if they're staying in, we have a bottomless cup option where they buy that cup for the day, and they can go back and try all of them in one sitting if they choose. And people do that quite regularly so that they can try them all out and then invariably they're like, okay, I really like that one. I want to take that one home. And of course we have all the whole bean coffee there that they can buy it by the pound or half pound and take it home with them. Ideally they would have their own grinder, but because the coffee's better if you grind what you're going to use
right then and there.
But if not, we'll grind it for them.
And for the most part, all of our coffees are what they call single origin.
Uh-huh.
So they're from one area. That's why it's Sumatra, Mexico. It's Mexico, Oaxaca. Mm-hmm. And that's from the Oaxaca region of Mexico. It's all indigenous tribes that have the farms. The only blend that we do is our
espresso,
which is 3 of our coffees that we've messed around with to get the right blend and the flavor that we wanted for our espresso. But otherwise, they're all just single origin, and we roast them to bring out and enhance the flavors that's natural with the bean. So some beans, like Tracy was saying, Sumatra, it tends to bring out more flavor as a darker roast. You get the heavier chocolate flavors, and it's a little more intense, whereas the Guatemalan, it's better as more of a lighter medium roast, where you get a light chocolate caramely flavor out of it.
So when you have the darker roast, does that mean you just roast it longer?
Yeah, to correct. A higher temperature.
Oh, now, does that knock off some of the caffeine?
No.
No?
No. So the
Well, there's a lot of debate on that.
The most honestly. Recent studies say that it the caffeine amount is the same. So the difference is how you make your cup of coffee. So if you go by weight, dark roast is going to be higher caffeine.
Hmm.
If you go by the amount, so one cup, then your lighter roasts are going to have more caffeine, because as you go to a darker roast, it expands the bean. So when you're going by volume, you actually get less of a darker roast in your coffee.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So it doesn't matter, like, do different beans have different levels of caffeine?
Yes.
Yes.
There are different levels.
For sure.
And that's a lot of that is stemmed from the amount of water and sunlight that the trees get. So some coffee farms, like we have the Java, is shade grown certified also.
So is our Guatemalan.
Yeah, so it's outside the sun, so it doesn't really get as much caffeine. The thought behind coffee is that the sunlight is what puts more caffeine into the coffee, is one of the higher factors.
So which one of those beans are the highest caffeine ones, so I can go buy it?
Well,
we're on the caffeine. That's what I like, the caffeine.
Our Mexican Oaxaca, which we've been doing since Tracy started roasting, it's been my favorite for 16, 17 years now. That's what we feel is the highest caffeine, and that's what we use for our cold brew coffee as well.
So when you do cold brew, do you steep it?
Right. So no heat's ever added. So the heating process of the bean and coffee when you're making a cup of coffee is what pulls out certain acids and gives you more of some of the bitterness in coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So by not adding any heat and just using room temperature water, it steeps for 16 hours, ours does. And then you drain it off and you dilute it for flavor, because when it comes out more of a concentrate, very strong.
So you kind of just touched on it, but describe how to make a cold brew. You steep the beans for 16 hours, you said?
Now, and are those beans ground?
Yes.
Yes.
So you grind the beans, usually a little bit more of a coarse grind. Uh-huh. So it's because you don't want it real powdery. You don't want it coming through. If it's coarser, you get less coffee of the bean into your actual cup.
Mm-hmm.
But you steep it. We have on our website, Tracy actually put a way to make cold brew. So if you go to the website, you can find it on there. But you can do it just in a mason jar.
Hmm.
So you put your coffee in the mason jar, you put your water in there, you cover it. And now we do 16 hours. You can look it up online. They say anywhere from 12 to 27 hours. We played with it a lot.
Our first cold brew that we did, we used our French presses, and it steeped for 8 hours.
Okay, now when you do this, the ground, you actually wrap it in some kind of a netting or anything?
No, but you have to filter it when you drain it.
Okay.
So for us, we have a large cold brew system. So we do 6 pounds of coffee at a time in 6 gallons of water. So it's pretty good size.
Okay, so I was back there and I saw your little red machine. I guess red is your color, right?
It is, yeah.
And that machine was your roaster.
A roaster, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like it was basically brand new.
Yeah.
And it looked really pretty.
Thank you.
So, it is. I call it, that's my Ferrari.
It looks like a Ferrari, like the one, maybe the one they sent up in space.
Is it like fire engine red?
Yes, it is.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it's bright red. It's
nice.
Now, what type of batch can you roast at a time?
You can roast up to 11 pounds, but the ideal is to roast about 80% of the max.
Okay.
It's easier to control.
So just, you know, Tracy, you're probably out there, you know, you're probably at the railroad and you're probably roasting.
Uh-huh.
So take us through the process of roasting. What do you do?
Well, the first step would be to measure out how many beans or how many pounds I'm going to start with. And then we have a computer program that interfaces with the roaster.
Wow.
So that we can monitor the temperatures in the drum of our roaster. Once the beans do get dropped in there, it also can take the temperature of the beans themselves so that we can monitor the actual temperature, how it's affecting those beans. We're also able to see them through a window, and there is a probe that we can take a sample of the beans out of the center of the roaster, so that we can monitor it for color and where it's at in its process. There's several different stages that a coffee bean goes through in the roasting process, and that allows us to watch all of that as well. And the amount of time and temperature depends on how many beans we start with, and how dark we're taking that particular batch.
Are beans different sizes?
Yes.
There are different sizes in beans.
Sir. Yep.
And are there different, I mean, you're talking grinds. I mean, are there a special grinder? You prefer one grinder or just a good grinder that has different grinds? I mean, how's that work?
A burr grinder.
A burr grinder.
You want to use a burr grinder.
Mm-hmm. And what's a burr grinder?
So there's a chop grinder, right? Like you would use.
Like a food processor?
Like a food processor almost.
With the blade.
Which
with
the blade.
Less expensive. It's just got a blade and it chops. Well, as you can imagine, you don't get a consistency with that.
Right.
It just chops until you stop chopping. A burr grinder, actually, you can set it for a fine grind or a coarse grind.
Is that
grind.
Something like you would see in the grocery stores, those ones that
yes.
are stand-up?
Yes. Yep, they would have mm-hmm. those. And there's also plate grinders that you might see in some of the larger ones, which you get a little more friction, though, with the plate grinders, which you can heat up. So the burr grinders, like we have a large burr grinder that we can do a pound. It takes about a minute to to grind a pound of coffee.
So,
but it pulls the beans through and pulverizes them consistently instead of whacking at it.
Now,
like
the grind for an espresso is a different
thing.
Very,
than, very
fine.
It's very, very fine. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And is it true that espresso is got a lot of caffeine in it?
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, espresso's got a lot of caffeine when you figure by volume, especially. So, like a cup of espresso, which is not very much, has about the same amount of caffeine as a large cup of coffee. Well, if you were to put a large cup of coffee's worth of espresso in there, I mean, mm-hmm. you can imagine how much caffeine that is. It's quite a bit. So,
I've heard that sometimes the high temperature of the espresso burns away the caffeine. Again, that's another thing I hear about burning away caffeine.
No.
It's just more concentrated, the espresso?
Yes, it's more concentrated. So, you know, your drip coffee pot just lets water fall in there.
Uh-huh.
Espresso uses pressure. Your espresso machine uses pressure to push the water through fast.
Uh-huh.
So it's a fast extraction.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, by
and,
the
yeah. And the misconception is that there's a specific blend you have to use to make espresso.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have an espresso blend, but really the espresso, you can do that with any bean. It's the grind and the extraction method used.
Which makes it espresso?
Yes
that's correct.
So a lot of coffee shops are actually doing a single origin espresso now.
Huh.
And we started with that, actually. We used our Sumatra as our espresso. And it was good, but we wanted to go a little further,
Origin.
Is where we did our blend.
Oh, okay. Origin espresso, meaning it came from a certain area.
Right. Correct.
Yep. Okay. Hey, folks, give us a call here, 219-769-9577. We are talking with the folks from Steam Whistle Coffee Roasters out of Crown Point. And I'm looking at your website right now. That's a really good picture of you guys, by the way, on this website. Yeah, pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. We encourage folks to give us a call. This is delicious. I think this is a latte that I'm drinking.
Yes, it is.
It's a delicious latte. So get in on this. You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
All right. We're back here at Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and Sharon Jackson. Our special guests today are from the Steam Whistle Coffee Roasters. And it's Tracy and Brett. They're out of Crown Point. We're talking coffee. Call in 769-9577. Get a chance to win a gift card from the Steam Whistle or from Chef Nick's. Water temperature. What is the water temperature? What's the proper water temperature?
About 197 degrees.
Mm-hmm. So is boiling bad?
Ooh. Yes, it should be just under boiling. It should be under boiling.
Just right under boiling.
Yep.
Any kind of, do you guys use a reverse osmosis? Do you guys, do you do anything special?
Yes, we filter our water. So filtering, your water it plays a huge part in the flavor of your coffee. And we have a lot of people that will come in and ask us, how come your coffee tastes better here than when I make it at home?
And you think it's because you filtered the water?
It's because of the filtered water.
It takes some of the minerals out. And
yep. And you got to remember the flavor. The flavor of your water is going to transform into your cup of coffee, because 90% of your coffee is water.
Okay, so you actually have a reverse osmosis kind of unit there that does that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. See, there's a lot of places that don't do that. Right. Yeah. They just use tap water.
It makes a big difference.
It does.
So what makes coffee decaf? Is it the bean? Is it a chemical process? What make myself? I would not drink coffee because it's decaf. I mean, I like the flavor. To be honest with you, if you knew my morning routine, it's to go into the restaurant around 8, brew a cup of pot of coffee. I put 7 sugars in, 4 ounces of heavy cream, and then I pour it into a 22-ounce cup and stir it and drink it all day.
That's like a latte.
I'm probably one of the worst to talk about coffee flavors. But what makes it decaf?
So decaffeination, there's several different processes that can be used. There is a chemical process, which is fairly common. Both of the decafs that we have are a water process, and we've done that specifically because it is organic coffee, and that the chemicals can give people stomach problems,
right,
or make it harder on them. So a lot of people that, if they're looking for a decaf, if they know that it's a water process, that makes it all the better for them, because the chemicals can give you a headache and things of that nature. So if you're trying to cut the chemicals out, you know, Swiss water.
That's how everyone
is.
No one wants GMOs anymore.
We pay a bit more for the water process to soak the caffeine out of the bean, essentially. But I think it's worth it. And our customers are super happy.
Do we got a caller?
Yes, David Noble from Cedar Lake.
Hey, David.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Dave. If you don't mind me calling you Dave, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Okay, do you have a question for Tracy or Brett?
Yes, I do. I know that I've heard that you should grind your beans at the last minute so that you can have a fresher cup, but once beans have been roasted, how long can you store them before, you should probably get rid of them?
So that's a good question. At Steam Whistle, you'll never find any coffee on our shelves that's over a week old.
Wow.
So if you go to a lot of large coffee places, not to make any names, but the large coffee roasters, you'll find coffee that's been sitting for 6 months. Well, the reality is that your coffee profile, the flavor, will start to diminish after just a few days.
It's kind of like the coffee at my house.
Yeah. And after a week, it goes further. Now, the best way to stop that is like you said, is grinding it just before you have a cup of coffee, but also keeping your beans away from air and sunlight. Air and sunlight causes it to stale quicker.
And never put it in the refrigerator or freezer.
Really? You always hear about that.
You don't. Water is bad for roasted coffee until you're brewing a cup.
So you should just put it in the cabinet?
Yep, put it in the cabinet in an airtight, sunlight-free vessel. Yep.
Hey, all kinds of education.
We have some canisters that we sell in the shop that are called Airscapes. And I absolutely love these things. It is an aluminum canister, but it has a inner seal that you push down. All the air comes out through it. You fold the handle over, that further seals the air out, and then there's a gasket lid that also fits on top of it.
And if you want to know how long those last, ask her to see one of the ones we use our coffee, because she's got one that's probably 5 or 6 years old at least.
And it's beat up.
That came from home for our coffee.
David, are you a big coffee drinker?
I am. Unfortunately, I drink probably too much, but...
There's no such thing.
Well, I'm sure you would believe that. Yes, my heart tells me otherwise sometimes.
You guys are totally serious about your coffee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, David, you're in Cedar Lake, so you're really pretty close to the Steam Whistle. Have you ever been there before?
Actually, I haven't. When I heard that you were going to be on today, I had to do a quick search to see where exactly you were at, and I have no excuse. I've got to get over there.
You know, that makes me feel good that you actually, heard about us, and now you searched, and now you're going to go visit. And you know what's even better? That we're going to send you a gift card, so your first visit will be on the Steam Whistle. Tracy and Brett will pay for your first cup of coffee.
Excellent.
And,
all right.
And then in that envelope will be a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery. That's a little bit farther. That's over by in Winfield, over by the Lake of the Four Seasons. Sure. You know, hey, you go have maybe a meal and then go over, stop by the Steam Whistle and just lay on their nice, comfortable couches.
Sounds great. Thanks for answering my call.
David, thank you for
calling in.
And folks, you know, don't forget to call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And give us a question, any kind of coffee question. We'll answer. I won't answer because you heard how I drink coffee, but the two of them will. Hey, let me ask you this. What other foods do you have? Because you did bring some delicious things here.
So we have breakfast sandwiches and paninis that are available all day. Breakfast sandwiches are all pretty much bagel-based. They can do bagels, or we'll gladly put any of our sandwiches on a croissant for you, or a smaller panini bread. But what we did bring in today, we brought three of our most popular sandwiches.
And I ate some of all of them. They were all very good.
I had like 1.5 so far.
I do like paninis. And that was a nice crusty panini. For you to bring it all the way from there to here, and it was still crispy. It was still warm. It was good.
Well, it's funny, the paninis, we know coffee. We didn't know a ton about paninis or sandwiches, but we have a small area.
Right.
And we don't have a stove.
Right.
So we were kind of throwing around, and I said, well, let's get a panini press. It doesn't take up a lot of room. We have a sandwich cart for to keep everything cold and prep stuff, and it doesn't take up a lot of room either. And right away, it really took off.
People
really love the
paninis.
They're
really good. Actually, my daughter had a track meet, which they canceled, but her plans after school was go get a panini from your place, eat it, and then go to her track meet, but awesome. They canceled it. And that's what she said. Oh, I think I'm going to go to that place that we went to, to check out the Steam Whistle. And I'm like, yeah, here's some cash. But she, they canceled the track meet. But that was her plan. And it's right by the high school.
It is.
Right. It's and the hospital.
And the hospital. It's right there.
And both have been very great for us. We get with the theater department and the band kids. Our daughter's a band kid, mm-hmm. so the fine arts kids have been super in supporting us. The theater crew, before their opening night on both of their plays this year, we were their final meal before they went on stage. So
that's nice.
It's kind of turned into I was told that was their new tradition, but we'll see.
Oh, you know what? It's a very I mean, your establishment, when you walk in, it's very pleasant, and it's appealing, and it draws you in. It's really a nice place.
It's a thing now, right? It's kind of a locals place.
It will be.
It's hangout favorite, though.
No? Yeah, we're picking up a lot of people, and I think we've hired some of the right people because we have some great, friendly people that work there with us, so we're really happy. We've gotten very lucky to pick up quite a few of our people.
So, Tracy, what's the grown-up sandwich?
The grown-up grilled cheese. It has our herb mayo, which we assemble in the shop, so it's not anything we're buying off the shelf. The grown-up grilled cheese also has sharp cheddar, Monterey Jack, bacon, and tomato slices.
And that was good. Sharon had that too, I gave some to the staff out there, and I'm sure they're can I hear their lips slapping? I think I can hear them slapping their lips out there. How about the turkey gouda?
The turkey and smoked gouda also has the herb mayo. It's smoked turkey breast with green apple slices, spinach.
That's what I
and gouda cheese.
Yeah.
So you get a little bit of that salty from the smoked turkey and then the sweet from that green apple.
Yeah, it's a nice combination.
It's really popular.
And the final one you brought in was the Steam Whistle Club. Mm-hmm. And what is that?
That is herb mayo, ham, turkey, bacon, lettuce, tomato, and sharp cheddar cheese.
Now, you do anything gluten-free or anything like that?
So we haven't really gotten into anything gluten-free. The plan is in the summer that we're going to do some salads. We're going to switch away from the soup because we have, right now through the colder months, we have soup, but we're going to do the salads where we can do any kind of sandwich on a salad.
Folks, call in 769-9577. Be like Dave. Call in and win yourself a gift card from the Steam Whistle and Chef Nick Cedery, 769-9577. Let me ask you, what is your favorite coffee brew?
Oh, the Mexican Oaxaca.
And how do you drink that?
Black.
Well, that doesn't say.
But my favorite is the cold brew.
Is it?
So the cold brew is something just through research, and you know, we both do a lot of research into coffee, obviously, reading books, magazines.
You know what's so
magazines.
Funny? I'm just looking at both of you guys. Seem very happy people, just like me and my wife. But it's funny how this has probably started as a hobby.
Yep. It did.
And how many small businesses I've had on this station that all started making beer out of their bathtub or buying a little grinder or something, and it just, like Be Nutty is another one where they made their peanut butter. Now I went over by their spot. They're in a huge spot in Velpo somewhere, 10,000 square feet operation. Yeah. Or Albany's. All those things. Right. And it, you know what? It's great to see. I mean, it really is great to see. And you guys should feel very, very good about yourselves.
Well, I think we're pretty proud.
We very much do, yeah. Yep. And we started with just doing our whole bean coffee through the website and through the farmer's market. And we've been very fortunate that most, if not all, of our customers and regulars from the farmer's markets have followed us to the store and continue to support us there.
Who we got online there, Ms. Sharon?
We have Chris from Dyer.
Chris, how are you?
Hello. Hello, Brett and Tracy.
Hi, Chris.
What questions do you have for the two of them?
Well, I might have missed this earlier, but have you talked about their cold brew yet?
Well, we were just talking about our cold brew a little bit.
Yeah, he said it's his favorite. What do you need to know about cold brews?
The process, how they're doing it, because I love it.
Okay, briefly, we'll go over it again.
So. Yeah. So the cold brew is it's our Mexican Oaxaca that we steep for 16 hours. It creates a very smooth cup of coffee, and I haven't had it tested for the caffeine, so I don't want to say that it's higher caffeine. But I do know that when I have one cup, Tracy says I talk a mile a minute. So it's definitely loaded with caffeine, and it does really. There's a lot of people that can't drink coffee. They say the acidity gets to their
stomach.
Oh yeah,
it gives you heartburn sometimes.
And those people can drink the cold brew because it's smooth, and that acidity isn't in there.
Chris, are you a coffee drinker?
You know, I wasn't until I met these guys at the St. John Farmer's Market.
Brett's
point with the acidity, I couldn't drink coffee, but I am a daily cold brew drinker. I get it in the big growler.
So that's a good question. Now, do you sell like growlers?
Yep,
and
we sure do.
Yep, so we sell a growler full of cold brew for $20 and then come back in and refill it for $12.
Chris, how many of our growlers do you have? I think you have a couple, don't you?
I have a couple, yeah.
Yeah.
So what turned you on to the steam whistle?
The St. John Farmer's Market.
Oh, the St. John. Do you guys do a lot of farmer's markets?
We do Crown Point and St. John. In the last year and a half, we have.
And they've been pretty good for you?
Yes. Yeah. Sure.
Very happy with it. We met a lot of great people, and that's what pushed us into the shop. Was Tracy was delivering our coffee the first year, like locally, she'd drive it to people's houses
before you guys had a shop.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And
oh, cool.
Last year during the farmers markets, people were, well, how can we get the coffee this winter? So we just said, you know what, let's just open a shop so then people have a place to come get it.
Oh, that's a cool history.
And part of the genesis on the cold brew is we had one family that. The mom we'd see her coming through the crowd at Crown Point with her mason jars to get it filled. It was like, obviously there's a need here. So that's where the growlers all came from.
So Chris, what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card to Steam Whistle Roasters. And you ever been out to Winfield, the Four Seasons area?
I have.
Have you ever been to Chef Nick's Eatery?
I have not.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to send you two gift cards, one to the Steam Whistle out of Crown Point, and one to Chef Nick's Eatery.
Excellent.
So thank you, Chris, for calling in.
Well, and this, Chris, leads to a good part. So Chris, this is Chris Artem, is the band leader that's going to be there tonight at Steam Whistle Coffee Roasters.
And we'll talk about that.
Yeah. So come see Chris and his band compared to what at Steam Whistle with us tonight until 9 o'clock.
This is our first night that we're open until 9. We expanded our hours. So.
Well, that sounds great. Chris, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thanks.
See you, Chris.
Folks, don't forget, call in 769. I know somebody was like vacuuming or something around here.
So, at least we know it's clean.
Yes, it's a very clean place. 769-9577. 769-9577. Give a call in. Get a chance to get a gift card from the Steam Whistle. or from Chef Nick's Eatery. So, what's better to drink coffee out of? Ceramic? Styrofoam?
Well, you shouldn't drink glass. Anything out of styrofoam.
Because of the environmental.
Styrofoam's a bad thing.
See, I do that every morning, so my brain's really going bad. So what would you say is the best way to drink a cup of coffee out of?
Personally, I prefer ceramic or a glass.
I mean, it's pretty good out of this right here.
Our cups, we very specifically chose these. They are a double-walled, compostable cup, as well as the lid is also compostable.
And biodegradable.
So
do you offer, people come in, do you have like regular coffee cups or everything comes in these?
So we have regular coffee cups if they're staying. So if they get the bottomless cup, then they get a regular ceramic coffee cup. And of course, we also have our steam whistle coffee cups that are hand-turned. We buy them out of Neenah, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
They're made Sunset Hill Stoneware.
Right. They're made in the USA. There's a little potbelly mug that people really like. As well as
executive sign.
I like these little things that go into the little hole where you drink out of, so it doesn't spill all over.
So that helps people when they're taking it to go.
I like that. I've never seen that before, but I drink out of styrofoam.
And we usually ask people if they're interested, if they want one of those.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't want to waste and throw plastic out into the environment either. So
if you made a little pointier, it could be a toothpick too.
Well,
after they have their sandwich.
And we've just switched all of our stir sticks over to bamboo.
Oh, really?
We're trying to be as eco-friendly as possible.
Right.
That's why at some point we'll have coffees that most likely aren't fair trade or organic, just because some regions just you can't get organic and fair trade. You just can't. It's not part
of
their...
the reason is getting for those plantations or it's expensive. It's expensive for them to go through that certification process. It's not a one-shot deal. You have to show compliance for several years before you can be certified organic as well. So, but back to the coffee mugs, we also have travel mugs in the shop that if you buy one of those and come back, you get a discount on your refills. So we offer that as well.
I think Sharon's got somebody else on the line. Who do we got there, Sharon?
Yeah, we have Chuck from Crown Point.
Chuck.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hello, Chuck.
Good.
You have a question for Tracy or Brett?
I sure do. I was just wondering, do you guys sell any types of like European, like Turkish coffees there?
So no, we don't have any Turkish coffee right now.
You don't have a gypsy there that reads the grounds after they're done drinking?
No, we don't have that either. I haven't actually had Turkish coffee. It's pretty stout. Are you a Turkish coffee drinker, Chuck?
Yeah, I like to. You need the caffeine when you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
We're accustomed to that, believe me.
Yes, I understand your pain. But it's certainly something that we're interested in looking into more. Follow us on our webpage, or if you're on social media on one of those platforms, we're always testing out new coffees and bringing different types of coffees and beans into the shop. So that certainly could be on the horizon.
So like someone like Chuck that gets up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, I mean, and you got no time to make coffee, say, and you're rushing around. What do you say about like a brew coffee and you zap it to bring it back up to temperature? No. Is that bad?
So
I'm just saying.
A collective scoff in the room or something.
It's not really the best. But that being said,
what will we do without microwave?
Tracy's like she's falling over there. She's mad. I think she's taking her headset off and throwing it down.
But that being said, the cold brew, you can it's recommended to heat the cold brew if you want a hot cup of coffee.
Uh-huh.
Because you still don't get the bitterness because you didn't run the coffee beans through to pull out the bitterness. You can still have a hot cup of coffee using cold brew by reheating it.
So, Chuck, what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to the Steam Whistle Roasters and one to Chef Nick's Eatery. How's that sound?
That sounds great. I look forward to getting a cup of coffee over there soon.
All right.
All right.
Come on up.
See you soon, Chuck.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, well, Sharon's got another caller that she's going to grab here. And so, your hours. Can you tell us your hours?
So, right now, Monday through Thursday is 6 to 5.
Wow, you're up early.
Yeah.
Are you an early riser? I'm not.
She didn't used to be.
I am an early riser by force. But, but by the time the doors open, I'm awake.
Oh, that's how it is. It's always how it is. Yeah. So 6 to 5?
6 to 5, Monday through Thursday. Friday now we are open 6 to 9.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying that. We're going into the summer. Saturday is 7 to 9, and Sunday right now is 8 to 3.
So what day do people need to get there early because there's the biggest lines? What's your biggest day?
Gosh,
well,
it
Saturday,
changes.
Friday, Saturday are our busiest 2 days.
Friday and Saturdays?
Yeah, and Saturday though, it's you know, people sleep in a little bit. It's all of a sudden at 8:30, we get slammed, and it pretty much goes all day.
And tonight you have somebody, you have live
yep,
music
live,
there,
live band tonight. So
and what kind of music is he going to play?
He plays a little bit of everything. You name it. It's acoustic.
Okay,
they're doing acoustic set. So
we got another caller. Who do we got there, Sharon?
Randy from DeMont.
Andy from DeMont.
Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm glad you called in.
Yes.
You a coffee drinker?
I certainly am.
You got a question for Trey? A big one. There we go. We want that.
We like that.
We want someone with a good questions. You got a question for Tracy or Brett?
Do you ever hear of mixing the roast, having like a dark roast and a medium roast mixed in a blend?
Yes. Yep, you can do that. You can mix. So when you're doing a blend, the whole idea is to combine flavor profiles. So if you have a flavor that you like in a dark roast and you had a flavor that you liked in a medium roast, you could certainly put them together and vary it, trying different portions of each one until you got that flavor the way you wanted it.
Okay. Yep. That sounds good.
Now, have you ever been to the Steam Whistle?
No, I haven't yet. No.
Yet. So you are going to visit.
Yeah, I'm going to see what kind of coffee they have. I do most of my drinking and brewing at home, but
So
check it out.
So what we're going to do is, Randy, we're going to send you're down in DeMont?
Yes.
All right. Well, that'd be a nice little venture. We're going to send you a gift card from the Steam Whistle Roasters, which is in Crown Point, right by the high school, and across from the Lake County Fairgrounds, and another gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery, and we're over in Winfield by the Lake of the Four Seasons.
Have been there.
Make it a day. Come and have something to eat that really fills you up and you feel sluggish, and then head on over to the Steam Whistle and get yourself some caffeine and enjoy the rest of the day.
Sounds good.
Thanks for calling in, Randy.
Thank you.
Folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577. We only have, it's gone by fast. We only got like 7 minutes left to talk about coffee. So I'm going to ask you, what's your biggest challenge of when you're roasting the coffee?
Oh, boy, the biggest challenge.
Is there any challenges, or is the machine just do it and you don't have to worry?
So, no, when you first, the biggest challenge is setting up your roast profile, I think. Wouldn't you say, Tracy?
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
So the nice thing about the computer is it monitors everything, and where so much had to be done by hand by increasing your gas, lowering your gas, increasing your gas to hit that right temperature. The machine, once you set your roasting profile that you want for your flavor and your temperature and the time, and it gets you the flavor that you're looking for out of the bean, it's in there.
So how about somebody at home that's doing it like you did as a hobby? Would you learn that maybe, you know, could help somebody out that's just doing it in their house?
Oh, well, doing it at your house, trial and error, and don't leave it unattended.
Yeah.
I quite literally burned up my first roaster because I walked away.
Oh.
And that was not a happy day.
And you can start fires when you're roasting.
Yes, you can.
Yes, so, the beans will catch on fire.
I mean, you're taking them up sometimes up 460 degrees.
And it's not even so much the beans that'll catch on fire. It's the chaff, which is the outer shells on the beans.
Okay.
It's what's left of the cherry.
And folks, you know, the beans are green when you start.
Yeah.
They look like lentil beans almost.
Yep. Yes.
But hard as a rock.
They are hard as a rock. I know. Sharon, we got somebody else?
Yeah, a newcomer to Northwest Indiana from Hobart. Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm dandy. Thank you for asking.
So you must be a coffee drinker.
Oh, my God. Yes. My doctor will say, how much coffee do you drink? And I cross my fingers behind my back, and I say, one cup a day.
That a girl.
One big growler a day, probably.
Yeah. That doesn't count, right?
Right.
And what is your favorite kind of coffee?
Oh, well, I'm, honestly, I like any kind of coffee. I like strong coffee. I've never had the kind of coffee that the Steam Whistle is talking about.
All right. What kind of question do you have for them?
Well, my question is it primarily better cold, because I love cold coffee.
So that varies. So I, just to give you a little background, when I first was looking into cold brew, it was something that I learned about and made. And Tracy, to this day, still prefers her hot coffee. Even in the summer, she can drink
it
a cup of hot coffee.
It can be 100 degrees, and I'm still going to have my hot coffee.
That's my husband. Uh-huh.
Where I drink the cold brew, I've been drinking it year-round. I drink it in the winter. I love the flavor. I love the taste. But now, there's times, especially in the morning, that first cup of coffee in the morning, it's nice to sit down with a hot cup if you have a couple minutes and take your time and drink a hot cup of coffee. But I love an iced coffee as the cold brew. Now, I'm not a big iced coffee. Yeah, I'm not a big iced coffee drinker. I'm a cold brew drinker, and I usually try cold brew everywhere I go if I travel.
So. Oh, really?
Yep.
So
that's totally new to me.
Well, come on down, and we've got the cold brew there. We've always got it in the shop, and like we said, we have growlers of it, so you can
get
a full growler and take it home.
Yeah. Becky, have you ever been out to the Steam Whistle?
No, honestly, I haven't been to a whole lot of places in Indiana.
Well, what
I'm
we're
going to
do,
learning.
We're going to let you venture around a little bit, because we're going to send you two gift cards, one for Chef Nick's Eatery, which is really close to Hobart. You just cross 30, go right down Randolph, you'll find it. And we'll give you a gift card there, and then we'll give you a special gift card to the Steam Whistle Roasters over in Crown Point, over by the fairgrounds over there, so you have a day of things. How's that sound?
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Becky, for calling in.
Welcome to Northwest Indiana.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to us.
Now
Take care.
Thank you. Well, our time's almost up here. We've got about 3 minutes, so I'm going to give you a chance to tell us maybe about future plans, tell us your website, phone number, all those kind of things. You got a couple minutes here.
So I'll go with the future plans. So we've been open since November 4th, and, of course, we've already expanded. But we are in the process right now of opening up the back wall to put a large window in there so that people are able to view the roasting.
You don't stop, do you?
No. We're learning as we go here. And then in front of that window, we actually have a bar that's being built for us right now. Should be in about 2 weeks.
That's cool.
And people will be able to sit at the bar. They'll be able to watch the roasting process through the window when Tracy's roasting. But we also want to create more of a coffee experience there, where we're able to do pour overs for people, possibly do flights of our coffee, mm-hmm. where you try three or four just small amounts. You know, that kind of stuff. So that's what's next.
Any locations?
Or hopefully someday.
Someday.
But we want to get this one down and get it nailed first.
We will continue to be a presence at the Crown Point Farmers Market. And possibly St. John. We haven't quite nailed down all of our plans with that yet.
And we do have a trailer that we've got to do a little bit of work on here and get our logo and everything on it for the summer. And that's going to be going to us to special events, the farmers markets, as well as it'll be in the parking lot there to offer for a drive-through.
You guys going to do the Lake County Fair?
Well, we're right across from the fairgrounds,
right.
So I don't think we need to be over there.
Oh, so you don't need
to? No.
Okay.
But we will be at
You guys reap the benefits.
We will be at the Crown Point Brew Fest this year, hopefully. That's the plan.
We're still hoping that's going to happen.
Yeah, we got to reach out. We were asked, but there's that. And
tonight we got the jam
at
your
right.
place. And Tracy, why don't you give us your, your website, your phone number, your address?
Okay. Our web address is www.steamwhistlecoffeeroasters.com. We are also on Facebook and Instagram as Steam Whistle Coffee Roasters, and on Twitter at COF Steam Whistle. Our address is 924 South Court Street. We're in the Lakeview Square Plaza.
Right.
And our phone number is 219-323-3530.
And if there's any local breweries out there that are wanting to do a coffee stout, reach out to us, because we'd love to get our coffee into a beer.
Well, go ahead. You had some to say,
Sharon?
Yeah,
that sounds really cool. That sounds really cool.
And we also have marshmallows in the shop made with our coffee that are provided by Mother Wilma's Marshmallow Factory.
Oh, that is cool.
So if you're interested in those, come on down, because they go very quickly.
Well, I want to thank both of you for stopping in. The Steam Whistle Coffee Roasters came in to visit us today. I want to wish them a great day. I want to wish all of our audience a great day. Thank you for calling in. We had a blast today. So we'll see you next week on Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and my sidekick, Sharon Jackson.